I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kind of gone to the sexy pose because my legs have gone up.
I'm all for it. I was like, you can stay like this. This is a very relaxed aesthetic.
Like we very David this. Gandhi sort of on the
Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah, I'm living for it.
You know, he lives next door to Liv Bentley. They are next door neighbors, David Gandhi and Liv Bentley. And you see him walking down the street with a cap on in Fulham every day.
Obviously I don't go to Fulham that much, but like whenever I've got a shoot or something and I'm around that area, like I always bump into someone fucking wicked. Like I bumped into Bob Geldof once.
Yeah, he's always around. I mean, he looks like the local bin man.
Yeah, he did. Honestly, it took us a couple of takes because I was like, who's this smelly old fella?
I know, it's extraordinary, isn't it?
Honestly, I feel, right, who's the best person you've ever bumped into in Chelsea then?
Olivia Colman. It's quite a good one.
No.
Yeah, she was really pregnant at the time. I'll tell you who I did. This is cool. And she follows me on Twitter. Again, never met her, but we're Twitter buddies and sometimes message. Kim Cattrall.
No.
Yeah. She lives on the King's Road.
Ollie, your life is really good, you know.
Yeah. Kate Middleton, Prince Harry, Prince William. Prince Harry once turned... Yeah, all that. Prince Harry once... I was working on a nightclub door once. Prince Harry turned around and was like, you are so handsome. I was like, thanks, Harry. That's really kind. And then that same night, Princess Eugenie walked in. And I go, oh my God. I said, oh my God, your cousin's here. And she was like, which one? And I was like, oh, Harry. And she was like, oh my God, amazing. She walked in and smacked him on the ass. And security went, and then realized it was his cousin. It was all fine. I was like, what is my world? Then she came outside and goes, are your eyelashes real? And I said, yeah, they are. And she was like, how do you do them? She must have been about 18, 19. And I sat there curling her eyelashes, my eyelash curler. Princess Eugenie's eyelashes. It's where am I at?
Ollie, we've got very different lives. I've never curled anybody from the royal family's eyelashes. Not even once.
You've got to do it. It's something special about it.
But I remember when you first came on, like burst on this. By the way, everybody, we're back in part two. Sorry about that. I just got fucking carried away. I remember when you first came on TV because you were just that little bit before us. And I can remember actually thinking you were the most handsome man I'd ever seen in real life.
God, I love you.
You're just striking though, Ollie. And like, I didn't know if you were straight, if you were gay, if like what was going on, but I just knew I really wanted to kiss you. You are so fucking gorgeous.
You know what? I wish that people had said that back in the day because I sat there at home on my fucking own. I wish people had given me a snog.
Oh, but look at your life now. Like, you've got your gorgeous Gareth. Working my way to being like daddies. It's all worked out for the best, has it not?
You know what? It really has. And I'm so pleased that this journey we've been on has been so... Which, again, like, how lucky are we to be in a position to have been on reality TV? And that sounds really silly, but it's like there's millions of people that want to do that. They fucking do it. Love Island comes out every other month. There's so many of them everywhere. You can't go to a party without seven of them being there from every
making you feel fucking old.
Make it really fucking old and fat. I'm literally like, great. All these people come on screen. They've got the most beautiful bodies. And I was like, my metabolism's gone. That was left behind with Gabriella years.
I literally had such a blast from the past this morning, right? So obviously I'm doing me like research on Ollie and that and looking at all these things, found out some amazing things about you. And I consider myself to be a Made in Chelsea fan, but also just BAU fan. And I still was fucking shocked at some of this stuff. Do you remember her song, Fight, with the like Ollie lookalike in it? Can you remember? No. Right at the end and he turned around and it wasn't you.
was just the worst song. The worst. I loved it. It was so lovely. I was like, who has a song written about them? It's amazing. I was like, but Ollie lookalikes, that was a crazy moment of reality TV. A whole, and she was like, this isn't about Ollie. And they're like, there were 8 long-haired guys in Union Jack jackets. I was like, clearly, this is something to do with me.
It was iconic. No one's ever been that obsessed about me that they've wrote a song. Like, I'm half jealous.
It was just incredible. But I think because people didn't like her very much, she moved to LA and never came back.
I know, and she's rebranded herself. And I don't want to make this like about Gabriella, obviously it's about you, but she's got like a new like alias, essentially, hasn't she?
It's extraordinary. London Ellis, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Available on all Instagram. it's just, but she does these. My mum actually texted me yesterday being like, she's basically naked in these posts. You can very much see her nipples. Like, it's like, yeah.
Can you see her fanny or not?
No, don't think so. But people always say to me, like, oh, why don't you do OnlyFans? And I was like, because there'd be one man, it would be OnlyFan. It would be one fucking weirdo in Milton Keynes masturbating to me, and that's it.
I get asked that as well by some weird old man. Like, I'm sorry, you might not be old, just a weird fella. And he's always like, whenever you go, like, ask me anything, you know, on Instagram, when you put the boxes up, you're on a train, you're bored. And you're thinking people are going to say, like, oh, what's the best thing about your life? Or what's your favourite colour? And I always get, when are you going to start on OnlyFans? And I cannot explain enough how I would be shit on OnlyFans. I don't know what people think I'm going to do. Like, I sit around in the same pair of tracksuit pants, eat Ben and Jerry's out of the tub. Like, if you want to see that, fair enough, I'll start one. You can pay to watch. But there's nothing sexy about my private life, and you can best be sure I'm not putting any crotchless pants on for some fella in Milton Keynes. No fucking way.
So good. Can you imagine me doing sexy posts? I'm not known for my sexiness. Do you want to be the most extraordinary? Like,
stop it. I'm dripping like an egg sandwich off that pose right there, Ollie. That was sexy. You don't know what you've got in your locker. You don't know what you've just done to me.
I have actually tested the system once. And I'm like, because basically everyone likes to see me as kind of their gay best mate, someone to go on a drink with, that kind of stuff. Like, whatever. They don't want to see me in underwear. And I've had a picture of myself a while ago from a Gay Times front cover. And you can quite clearly see my woolly outline. Yeah. And I was like, I'll test it. Got like 600 likes. I was like, this is not good. No one wants to see my knob. They just want to see me kind of looking after Binky and kind of telling Toff that everything will be okay. They don't want to see my knob. It's extraordinary. All these women are like, oh, no. Oh, God, no. Unfollow. Don't try and do that kind of sexiness.
Honestly, mate, like, I think we've all just, there comes a time in our life where we've got to accept we're niche. And like, I've got to, like, if you look at my insights on Insta, I had a meeting with a brand the other week and they were like, what are your insights? Obviously. And I was like, I can tell you right now, 90% of the people who follow me are women. Like, yes. Men don't want to follow me. I've got too much to say for myself. I hardly ever wear makeup. When I do, I'm like whinging about my period. Like, no fellas want to follow me. And it's taken us to being like 35 this year to accept that actually I'm not a sex symbol, and that's fucking fine.
I couldn't agree more. Why do you want to be like that? There's too many of them. Yeah. What's that wonderful thing? That's an expression. Be yourself because everyone else has taken. Or something like that. Yeah, I think that's quite that nice. One. It's cute.
I thought you were going, I've got this one that I really love, and it's very long-winded and I can't remember it all, but it's like, we've got so much more to offer than just being a pretty face. We could be fiery and fun and passionate and like all these amazing things. Don't worry about just being a pretty face.
Quite right. Bugger it. Yeah.
That makes me feel better when I realise no men want to follow me on Instagram.
Well, I'm with you as well. I don't have any gays following me. I don't think they like me very much. I've just got 94% women.
That's madness, though. And, like, I will say this because, like, not even, like, oh, God, lusting after you, like, isn't Ollie Lott a lovely bit of kit, which you are. But, like, everything you do for the community on top of that, I'd sort of think, oh, let's keep up with what he's doing because isn't he making great waves for women in the having kids department?
Don't think so. I just don't think that. Gareth's now just walked in, by the way, with an enormous, I've never seen anything like it, bag of KFC.
I thought you were going to say erection.
With an enormous erection, yeah. That's exactly. He's really excited about the Colonel.
Get your chicken out for the lads, son.
Get your chicken out. Yeah, quite right.
Oh, so you really are hungover. Honestly, Ollie, we won't be much longer. I promise. Interesting listening to you talk about like your fertility journey, so to speak, because we're similar ages, loads of like things have mirrored in the past, but I'm starting my own fertility journey this month as well. Finally found a really nice fella, Erkan's Lush. He's very nice. I can't wait for you to meet him. He's younger than me. What's the crack with you and Gareth? Are you similar ages or?
Gareth, she is younger than me.
Ooh,
how old's your boy?
Welcome to the Cougar Club. Oi, oi. Erkan is 6 years younger than me. So,
of course.
I know, yeah. So now I'm firmly in that phase in my life where I'm thinking, like, oh God, I absolutely do not want to go out all the time. Like, I love a quiet life. I'd really like a baby. I'd really like to settle down even more. He's still kind of like loves the things we used to love in our 20s, you know, which is understandable. So I'm really. I don't want to rush his timeline for the sake of mine. So yeah, I'm starting my egg freezing on Monday.
Oh, honestly, that's so exciting. That's really great. I think it's a really good thing to do. It's a security blanket. Again, I've talked about this before. I'd love to speak to someone about this because I genuinely believe there is an appetite for a charity that is for egg freezing. Mm-hmm. For that is cost, and it's not just like it's just the cost, and it's not and the charity takes up the rest of that, because there are so many women that this biological clock is one of the most unfair parts of the world ever. And if there's any way to try and make with that, it's expensive. It's at least kind of $5,000 to get your eggs frozen. Surely there's a charity that will suck up that and give someone an opportunity to be a mother if they're low-income families.
I do agree with you, and like I'm more than acutely aware that like the privileged position I found myself in has made making this opportunity possible, you know, but like there's loads of women who it's not on the table for. And I do think I think it's criminal. So that's a really good idea. I'd help you with that, Ollie. I'd be well up for helping you with that.
Let's have a conversation about it. I think it's a good show.
Let's absolutely do it. Oh God. I half really like being like the parent say to frozen eggs. I feel like I could get behind that.
Yeah, quite. It's important.
Let's have a change of tack.
That's amazing.
Out of all the amazing things you've done, because there have been some incredible ones, what's been your favourite? Is it Bear Grylls? Is it The Hunted? Is it like, is it Big Brother? What's been your fave?
It have to be Bear Grylls. My favourite thing I ever did.
I knew you were going to say that. You were first ever series, weren't you?
Yeah.
And you did it with my pal, Dom Jolly.
Yes. Did you hunt it with him?
So I did Hunted with Dom, he speaks so highly of you, you know.
Oh, that's really nice. That's lovely to say.
Isn't it a madness as well? Because everyone thinks Dom Jolly's like a grumpy old bastard, but actually I think he's lovely. And whenever someone who has a reputation as being a bit of a grump says something nice, I think that means loads.
I couldn't agree more. It was lovely. I must admit, I was a bit starstruck when we heard that Dom was there, because I was a massive Trigger Happy TV fan. And I was like,
as were we all.
God, it was the best thing in the world. And I remember him sitting there with like a log being like, hello, come on an island. And I was like, this is amazing. I was like, I was like 15 and I was like, this is the best thing in the world. But yeah, it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life by such a long way. And I lost 2.5 stone, and there wasn't a lot of me to lose at that point.
Nah, you were really wiry, weren't you? And quite lean.
It was really, really, really lost a lot of weight. And but the experience, who gets to go and live on an island?
Like, no, I know.
There's one moment of it that I didn't like very much, two moments, one of which I was asleep and we were shit at making anything. So we couldn't make, like, so we literally just slept on the jungle floor, on a floor. And at one point, I don't know what animal it was. I think it was some sort of rat ran from my feet and over my face when I was asleep. And then I woke up the next morning and there was a crab asleep under my neck. Like a fucking red crab. Yeah.
Oh.
Two bits that I didn't like very much.
Yeah. So I'm critter related. I remember Dom telling me that the worst thing for him was he'd fallen asleep on the sand. Again, like you said, you thought, fuck it. And he got sand bugs, like buried their way into the back of his calves. He still had the scars. And it must have been about like between like 5 to 8 years later, and it still looked painful.
I tell you what, give me 2 seconds. I have a picture on my favourites of Dom's leg.
Oh my God, stop it, I'm going to be sick.
And every now and then I like to pretend to put it with a screensaver because it's just the most disgusting. It's like gangrene.
Oh my god,
but it's worth the look. Oh, here it is.
Okay. Oh my god, stop. Oh, oh, Oh my. That's dead.
Isn't that the most disgusting thing you've ever seen? It's like green. That is Dom's sandfly leg. And it got infected and gross. He had to have they take off like a bit of like something from your other bit of your body and then put it on. It's disgusting.
Like a graft.
They had to have a graft, yeah, because he got like sepsis or something, or like gangrene, he grows.
Oh my God.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Right, okay, so I'm going to let you in on a little secret that I've never actually said out loud because I've always hoped it would happen again. And like now I kind of just feel like, oh, I don't know if it's ever going to happen. So just before lockdown started, I was going to do, Bear Grylls was coming back. And I was going to do it. I was booked. I was flying off. Like, I was so excited because I've wanted to do it for years, mate. My pal Pete's done it. I know you've done it. I remember being obsessed with the year that, like, Lucy Mech and Ryan did it because that's where they fell in love. Oh, God, mate, I've just loved it for ages.
Yeah, they did.
And they've always
did they
said,
get together on the island?
Yeah.
Did they get
Yeah.
There's no toothbrush. There's no soap. There's no shower. That must have been a vile shag.
If you love someone though with like a smelly fanny and a bad breath, like that bodes pretty well for the rest of the relationship, doesn't it? It can only get better.
Lucy's so fucking beautiful. Like, she really is just heaven.
She just looks always incredible. If she wasn't so nice, it would be easy to hate her.
No. We went to where I ended up in a health retreat about 2-3 years ago, and she was there with Lydia. Bright, who I always call my work wife anyway, because we've done Bear Grylls together, we've done loads of shit together. And we were there. This is awful. And it was meant to be a kind of clean living and stuff like that. We got a £900 booze bill the next day. We got absolutely rat-assed. Everyone's there doing yoga and she's waking up in the morning. Lucy just got to like teach a class, fucking hanging out of her arsehole, sweating profusely. It's amazing. It's like,
oh no, I love that.
It's so good.
You're quite jealous I wasn't there.
I know.
Oz, before I let you go and enjoy your KFC, a couple last questions, I swear. I have noticed you've had a little haircut, son.
Yeah, it's all gone.
Yeah, I love it. I've always thought you suited the chop as well, but you did it for quite a good reason as well, didn't you?
I did it. It's the second time I've given hair to Little Princess Trust, which is a little girl's charity, little boy's charity as well, I suppose, that anyone that's got cancer or hardcore alopecia or stuff like that, then they can make wigs. I think it's a fabulous thing to do.
You've got nice hair as well. Like, they'd be queuing up to get yours. Like, nobody would fucking want my hair if I did that. Like, it's so damaged, honestly. It's like a
Olaplex. And K18, that's my two things. K18 and Olaplex, they're the two things. They're my two advice. DM K18, they send you stuff and they're like £150 for one bit, but it changed your hair in 4 minutes from damaged to not. Look at the one I scroll afterwards, yeah.
Would you send me that link?
Yeah, done. Oh, easy. Do it right now.
Right. Okay. Last one. I want you to describe, I did this with Ruby and it was quite interesting. I want you to describe your fellow cast members from Made in Chelsea in just one word, okay? I'm going to give you the names. Are you ready?
Heaven, yeah.
Miles.
You know, I'm brutal. That's the issue.
Yeah. Miles. Yeah, I want you to be brutal. Go on.
Okay. Miles. Just one word.
Yeah.
Gareth says shagger.
Gareth, get involved, mate.
Bit slimy.
That's fair. He does seem to do some damage with the ladies, like.
I mean, he's a real shagger.
Is he? Would he give Spencer
a...
Has he?
Apparently, yeah.
Well, he's got to have something going for him, like with all the lasses he gets through. Would you say he would give Spencer a run for his money back in the day?
Oh, yeah, easily.
No.
Easily.
I'm really shocked.
He's shagging like 2 or 3 birds a week.
Honestly, who's got time for that?
I know. And he wakes up every single morning. He kind of wakes up with a phone and kind of goes, good morning, and shows a picture of his knob every morning. That's what he does. Good morning, goes down to his bulge, and that's it. Every morning. I've had to mute him.
On Instagram?
Yeah, on Instagram. Yeah.
He does.
Bizarre. Anyway, we could talk forever.
The youth of today, Ollie, yeah? Right, okay. Rez.
I kind of love Rez. Rez is... See, I lived with Rez for 3 years, years ago.
Did you?
And I love him. That's what, if you always look, he wears so much makeup, and it's my influence that I basically put fake tan on him and made him pluck his eyebrows back in the day. He's never gone away. Entertaining, Rez.
Good one. Ruby?
She, scantily clad. She doesn't wear much clothing.
No,
she always kind of wears this kind of very... Yeah, she does enjoy. She looks fabulous. She's got a great bod.
That's it. So if I look like her, I just walk around in a thong and nipple tassels all the time.
And I'm just going to say fashion because it's something because that kind of covers the basis that that's something that kind of I think of is her fashion style.
Great one, fashion for Ruby. Right, last one, Maeva.
Bonkers is one word. She is fucking mental, and I think I watched her on camera the other day, and I've known her a bit. She is. I mean, you either meet her, she's got a hot or a cold tap on, and it's really, and it sticks like that. She has got, she's a fiery bird.
Because sometimes I watch it, and like, you know yourself, like, there was a real element of me that was just for the TV, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And like, it was like a caricature almost by the end. I handed up and all that, and you've got that as well. Is she exactly like that in real life, or is there an element of her that is just for this for the camera?
No, she's completely fucking insane. And I love it. She's amazing. But I turned around the other day and I was like, I think I'm becoming a fan of hers. Like a genuine, I've never like, the only person in Made in Chelsea history that I get a little bit like, oh my God, she's actually quite like a bit starstruck. She's a bit like,
fangirly. She's,
because I genuinely believe that she is one of the greatest characters on reality television at the moment by a long way. She is, and this series, I cannot explain, if anyone hasn't watched this series, watch it for Maeva, because this will blow your fucking mind. What she does is a first on reality TV in Britain.
So this is the thing, like, I know certain characters like Maeva, like Chloe Brockett, like, let's go back to Nasty Nick, you know, whatever.
Yeah, quite.
Like, I know they're divisive, but reality TV needs that. It needs a little bit of controversy. It needs a divisive character. It needs someone strong to spice things up. So I think, like, whether you love her or hate her, you have to acknowledge that she's good for the show.
Yeah, and I genuinely hope we see her on more reality shows.
Do you know, that's what I love about you, is like, just, you're so kind, you're so supportive of other people. Like, it's as if like you have your sunlight, but you're really content for everyone else to have theirs too, which
I don't understand why people wouldn't do that. You've got to, it's so sad when people get upset about that. Like, it's bonkers.
That's what brings me lovely on. And this is the last thing, I promise. You can go and enjoy your hangover in your KFC in peace. And Gareth's huge erection if you want, son. here at Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, we always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a pearl of wisdom, something like a little takeaway. And I want to know what your secret is to being as kind as you can to everybody.
So for me, I think always treat every single person like your best friend immediately. And I think by doing that, you give such, let them let you down. And if they don't, they just become this fabulous person. And I tell you that, for me, that is so important. Why would you be a knob? Don't be a knob. There's no reason to be. There really isn't. It's so much more boring to be a knob. Just be kind and lovely to as many people. And if they're a knob back, well, fuck it. There's lots more people. But if not, heaven, lovely, lovely, heavenly people. That's how you get through life, I believe. It's not I didn't do my report. I got an E in GCSE maths. I got 5 C's at GCSE. I didn't do anything. And I know it's reality and stuff like that. But being kind and being generous and stuff like that, I think has pushed me in the direction that perhaps university degrees would have done. But it wasn't. It's being kind to people that has pushed me in the right direction.
No, and I believe that wholeheartedly. And like, even outside of it just being like a nice thing to be, you know, I think it's nice to be nice. I think it's cool to be nice. All those things. I once read, and I don't know how true it is, but you know, Take That, how they had this massive resurgence and then became the like Britain's first man band, even probably more successful the second time around than the first. It's because when they were young and when they were like relighting their fire and putting their shirts off and all that shit, they were polite and kind and nice and said all their pleases and thank yous, yes, to the CEOs and the big bosses, but to the runners, to the people making their tea. And 20 years later, however long it took for them to come back, those runners, those researchers, the people who they said their pleases and thank you to and remembered their names, they were the ones in fucking charge. And they remembered how Howard and Gary and Mark and everybody made them feel. And they said, let's give them another chance. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that such a...
Absolutely right.
And it's such a good story for like to advocate for being nice.
It is. I see some people, new cast members stuff, they turn around and treat production badly. And I'm like, well, that's the biggest fucking mistake you've ever made. Because I tell you what, she's texted me now, it says, just text me, Leonie, who started the show when I started. She was a researcher. She's our rep now.
Exactly. There it is. So even if you don't want to be nice for just the sheer hell of being nice, remember, nice people finish first.
Well, guys, that was the fabulous Ollie Locke, and I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. It felt like I was catching up with an old pal. I suppose we are, in a way, proper reality TV OGs. Between me, we've definitely done every single reality TV show out there. So jealous of the Bear Grylls, one mind. If you loved listening to this week's The Secret 2, then please tell your mates about it, leave a review, and don't forget to subscribe. That's the important one. What an episode. Oh, and next week, you've got the fabulous Katie McGlynn to look forward to as well. Take care, guys, and have a fantastic week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.